pull, we're playing peaks and troughs at the moment. Troughs last week, peak in the midweek, trough today. How did you see that game?
Exactly as you said. We said before the game, and Carl's been saying it, that we have a fantastic performance and we have a poor performance, a good performance, a poor. And that's what it is. We've just said before the game today is we've got to find some consistency in the performance level. I can't knock the lads' effort today. I think the work ethic has been good. You know what I mean? They've worked really, really hard. But the scoreline flatters them as well. I mean, me and Danny have just said it in there. I think if you break the game down without the mistakes and the referees, with that first handball, which was pretty poor, and that got 0-0 written all over it as a game, and yet we've contrived to lose it 3. Yeah. And, you know, and that's the frustrating part. And you are right, Robin, we're up and down. And I think that's because it's a new group. It's a young group as well. And it's lacking a little bit of a couple of leaders, if I'm being brutally honest. We've got some good lads in there that perform well. But you've got to perform for 90 minutes in every game. You've got to be 6, 7, 8 out of 10 every game. And we get that on one game, and then we get a 4 and a 5. And you just think, for goodness sake... But I just think as we're going through the season, I think you're starting to see that some things are starting to gel a little bit. But we've not really created anything today. They've not really created anything. The chances have come from 3 really poor mistakes. You know, obviously the first one, we all know we're the first one. We're going to keep harping on about that. But nevertheless, when he doesn't give it, he's still 10 yards of space on his own in the 18-yard box. And we've said that in there. How has he got that much space in our 18-yard box? And then obviously the second goal, we give it away in midfield, and they punish us from there. And then obviously the third goal, we all see what the third goal was all about. But yeah, we just got to keep going. I think this now is finally the squad of players that we're looking at. If you look at the bench today, with Jamie coming on and Albie coming back as well now, the Sturge and Alex Britton as well in particular. You know, we've got a strong squad now, but it's going to take games. It's going to take some games now because, you know, we all know we've missed 2 or 3, maybe 4. Every game this season so far, so that today is probably the strongest squad that we've put out. So if we can maintain that going forward now, and as I said, it's, you know, it can start to look a little bit brighter. But as I said, we do have to stop giving silly goals away, Robin.
Danny, first 15 minutes or so we could have gone 2 up.
Yeah,
probably been in control of the game.
Yeah, we spoke about that actually before the game, said we need to start the game well, better than we probably have done the last few games. And we also said at half time as well, make sure we start the second half well. I thought we did that both halves today. Like you said, we probably could have got a couple of goals early doors. Didn't happen like that. And you know, we obviously go on to lose the game 3-0 somehow. It's frustrating. It is what it is at the moment. I think we've got a young group. Probably some of the goals are quite naive at times. But you expect that with young players, and we have to work with them and try and help them best we can. You know, we said in the dressing room afterwards, it's not the fact that they're not trying, they're working really hard in there. They're working their socks off in the games, and for probably 88 minutes over a 90 minute game, we're matching most teams. It's just some little errors in and around, you know, our penalty area in the middle of the pitch that we're giving chances away. So we need to try and tighten up on that, but you know, there's always some positives to work on. I don't think that was a 3-0 game. Obviously it was, in terms of if someone looks at the paper tomorrow and sees the scoreline, but you know, overall I think we've had a half, you know, decent go at them today. So we need to try and take the positives and try and put it right over the next few weeks.
Paul glossed over it a bit, but there were some decisions that went against you that didn't help. Like the handball that led up to their goal.
Yeah.
The penalty on this side, yard inside the area, the linesman couldn't see it, the ref couldn't see it.
No.
It goes against you, don't it?
It does, and that happens sometimes, you know, when you're in a bit of a sticky patch, you know, things do go against you, and you, often in football you create your own luck. So do we really deserve anything out of the game today? Possibly, but you know, next week they might give a penalty, they might give a handball for us that weren't. So swings and roundabouts, you know, we just got to try and control what we can control. You know, we can't do anything about the referee making mistakes. If you watch our players, they made a lot of mistakes, so we're human beings at the end of the day. The referee and the linesman are going to make mistakes as well, so we've just got to do everything we can in our power to you know, win football matches. And at the moment we're not quite there. You know, we had a good run of games over the last month where we won a few, and we need to try and get back on that sort of winning streak, if you like. And the only way we can do that is by working hard, making sure the players understand where things are going wrong, making sure the players understand where things can improve, and we go from there. And hopefully, like I say, Tuesday, Saturday, we can put on a better performance, a more solid performance, and win some games.
looking towards Tuesday, will that be a chance to play some of the fringe players? Or
yeah. The thing is, you say you still want to win the game. You still want to, you know, winning breeds a little bit of confidence. So it won't be a, for me personally, it won't be a team of young lads. But I think, you know, you need to include one or two into that that probably deserve a little chance and a look at properly in a proper competitive game, coming out of their under-18s, you know, or the reserves. So yeah, there'll be one or two changes. But I also think on the back of that, on the performance day, we need to get some confidence in this side. You know, it's because it's, you know, you look at the league below, they haven't won a game, but. Every game's going to be a tough game. They'll come and they won't want to get beat, and so you don't want to go out there with a complete. You know, we've already got a young side. Mm. You don't want to deplete that even further. You know, by dropping that average age again. So I just think there'll be one or two that will probably be included in that, but also one or two of the lads that haven't started today can get probably 90 minutes now and get a start, and then obviously we'd fund that. Then we go into another tough game. Next Saturday. Absolutely. So it doesn't get any easier, you know, but that's where you see character in the playing side, see characters in the bench, in the dugout, the management team. We've all got to show a little bit of character. We've all got to stick together, because we ain't a million miles away. I know it sounds like people are listening and going, I lost again, but we ain't a million miles away from where we need to be. But sometimes you just need to rub of that green in a couple of games where things go your way. And as I say, today, you know, they haven't. But, you know, that's football. You've got to pick yourself up, dust yourself down. You've got to go again. We've all got to do it. Mm. You know, Danny's been around the block a long time. I've been around the block a long time. You know, throughout the whole career, you'll probably lose more games than you win. But it's how you come back from your defeats to push on and push forward. I'm excited about the squad of players now that we got. Looking at that 15, 16 that we got in there. And so that excites me now, because we need to work, but we also need to get on the training ground as well. Robin, we had three training sessions in pre-season, and we've had two since the season started. Two training sessions.
Wow.
Yeah, what can you work on? You can work on nothing. You're trying to work during the course of a game. Mm. Now the last two training sessions we've done some really good work, but you need more of it, so the lads can get into habits of what we, you know, what we need to do, especially defensively, which is what we've worked on. But you're not able to do it consistently, so we need to get training as well. So it's great loading the games at this time of the season, but we can't get on the training ground to work.
No.
So, you know, but as I said, we keep going. We've got confidence in ourselves, belief in ourselves. More importantly, we've got belief in that. You know, that's a young group of lads in there, but they're a good group. So it's sometimes you've got to have a tough 12 months, you've got to have a tough season to be able to push on. It just means everybody, you know, supporters included in that, have got to stick together, not get on their backs, because at some point when it does click, that's a decent group of players in there. And you know, we know where we are with our budget compared to some of these other sides now. From when we was in this league last, some of the budgets are, you know, they're massive, man. They're great, but it is what you're up against. Yeah. And that's a challenge. It's a challenge for us. Yeah. It's a challenge for the players. So you've got to embrace it. And as I say, you've got to take it forward and move on with the season. It's going to be a tough season, but one that we're all enjoying in a tough way. But we're all enjoying it, because I want to see this group develop, and if they can, there's some good players in there.
Great stuff. Onwards and upwards for Tuesday.
Lovely.
Cheers.
Thank you, Robin.
See you soon.
Thank you, mate. Cheers, mate.